And on Sunday, I had church in the morning. And then we had a Pokemon raid Sunday afternoon. So we went and did that. And then, as I've said before, we do a restaurant every week. So we went to, because we're out of we're really out of new restaurants. And if a new restaurant comes into town, Mark always manages to get it before I do. I don't know why. But we went to Carrabba's. And I guess I was inspired by Fatty because he's been going to Carrabba's, I believe. I believe he said he's been going to Carrabba's. That they have some wine pairing meal that he's been doing. I want to say that was Carrabba's.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I guess I was inspired by Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3055 of the BFO for right the 25th of October 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm just going to kind of catch up on a few things. Big Fatty! Yes, me Benny. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're 60s today. Because y'all, 60 days from today, you will see the carnage left by the old fat man. Big Fatty, is the old gal going to be out? No, not that old fat man. Big Fatty, you're going to be in trouble. Y'all, Santa Claus. You will wake up in 60 days and see what Santa Claus brought to you. Big Fatty, I hope that he brings a figgy pudding. Big Fatty, I don't like figs, so why would I want a figgy pudding? I'd rather have spotted dick. Big Fatty, that needs a medicated salve. But anyway, y'all, the holidays are upon us. Yes, Big Fatty! It's true. It's also the last weekend of daylight saving time. Big Fatty. Y'all, I know the old gal out there in Walnut Hills and I, we will both be touching ourselves inappropriately next weekend when we return to standard time. Big Fatty, let it happen soon. But y'all, I just want to catch you up on a couple of a few things. Y'all, one of the things that I meant to tell you about my new house cleaner, y'all, still loving the job that that Hortensia and Rosa did here at the villa. And y'all, but one of the things that I just noticed yesterday, y'all, she cleaned out the crumb tray on my toaster oven. Biff, Eddie, I didn't even know there was a crumb tray. Yes, there was a crumb tray. So anyway, y'all, I was just, I found that just a nice, a pleasant surprise, if you will. Y'all, yesterday, before I recoded, but I forgot to tell you about it, y'all, I decided since the villa was so nice and clean, I was going to clean the back, the screened-in porch on the back of the villa. Y'all, it had, you know, it collects like pollen and grime and everything from when it rains and all like that. And y'all, I hadn't really been a good steward of keeping that that area presentable. So y'all, I took the chairs and the carpet and everything off of the porch. And y'all brought the good hose around to the back spigot, and hose down the chairs and the carpeting, and y'all. Then I swept up the porch real good, and then I hosed it down real good, and y'all. Then I took some lime away, and I didn't really have lime, but it was a little bit of. Just grime. I'm gonna call it grime away, beep, Fanny. And so y'all, I squirted that on the spindles of the porch railing and everything, and y'all. Then I hosed out the inside of my garbage can and the outside of the recycling bin and everything, and then I just got everything nice and fresh. It was fresh, and y'all, it made me feel even better about the way the villa was looking. And y'all, then later on, after I guess this was after I recoded. Y'all, I made some nuts and bolts. Y'all, you know the nuts and bolts is one of my mother's recipes. It's the Chex Mix, but it's done a little bit different. But y'all, I think it's done better than the Chex Mix. The Chex Mix to me is way too garlicky, and the nuts and bolts is more whoosh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-s at the villa at any moment. It'll be their first visit here to the villa. And but my brother loves the nuts and bolts, so I made it up so that, and I'm gonna make him a bag of that to take with him to his motel for the weekend. You know, he's got old coal miner weekend coming up. And I did that. Takes about an hour to make a recipe of it, so that wasn't too bad. And y'all, then I went for my afternoon nipple walk. No, I guess I did my afternoon nipple walk before. Well, I did it after I hosed down the porch and everything, because I was letting everything dry out. But anyway, afternoon nipple walk taken care of, knocked it out. And y'all, then I was going to the Carrabba's wine dinner that you heard old Cricket Hat talking about at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I got to say that my favorite, well, actually, it was all very, very good. Y'all, it was probably the best appetizer we've had, though. Y'all, and it was lightly fried scrimps in a spicy Calabrian lemon butter sauce. Served with toasted bread, and y'all, I'm going to tell you, it was absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. The closest thing I can relate it to is like the firecracker scrimps at the Bonefish Grill, but y'all, even this was even better than that. And it was just delicious. And y'all, it came with that Sicilian citrus spritzer. And y'all, it was absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Now, y'all, the only disappointment, y'all, first of all, the solid was good, and the stuffed chicken, y'all, it was two big old chicken bazooms stuffed with cheeses and mushrooms and everything. Y'all, I brought one of them home with me. And y'all, the piece of cheesecake was almost a quarter. It was about a fifth of a cheesecake. Y'all, it was huge. And you know, the only disappointing thing of the meal was with the cheesecake, they serve the Martini and Rossi sparkling rosé. Martini and Rossi, so nice. On ice, so nice. Big Fatty Straight Bob reminded you of that. It's true. Y'all, I was getting worried. I was getting worried about not hearing from Straight Bob here recently. But y'all, he did remind me of Martini and Rossi on ice. So nice. But y'all, it wasn't so nice. Big Fatty, it wasn't on ice either. Well, maybe that was the difference then. But it was just kind of eh. It was just kind of eh. So, anyway, but y'all, it was just a great evening with my friends and everything. Y'all got back here to the villa after it was over. And y'all, about 10, I mean, I got home about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I did not watch The Survivor yet. I'm going to have to catch up on that. Yes, Big Fatty. So I can be prepared for, but first, not Bert first, Big Fatty Survivor's ready. Yes. Thursday I got up, had my coffee. Yo, by the way, I'm happy to report that damn Whitman Tinker did not come visit me. Big Fatty, you know he went and visited someone. Well, I think old Crooked Hat's been getting visited by Whitman also. I don't know. Anyway, got up and had my coffee and, y'all, I went out for my morning nip walk. It was pleasant. It was like an early spring day. It didn't feel fallish. It felt early spring. And yes, Big Fatty. And and did that, and then came back, and y'all, I ate that half of the Von's East chicken finger submarine sandwich that I got for free. And that I had that for my lunch. It was my lunch, but I had it about 11:30 a.m. in the morning during The Price is Right. And did the nipple walk, got my share, and y'all, now I'm recording the little show awaiting the arrival of my brother and sister-in-law. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, did you tighten this up? Oh! Big Fatty,
Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shaggy. How are you doing?
Good.
Hi, Poodle. Eek's here with me.
Hello. I'm here. Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Hello, Poodle.
Yes?
Still no sign of Robot Big Fatty, but please let us know if you see him.
No,
yes, please do.
But
yes.
Anyway, we've got another. Well, it's not a question exactly, but we want your opinion.
Okay.
Yes, we want your opinion.
It's all about ick, and ick is very aware that you often announce birthdays on the show. In fact, you always announce birthdays.
Yes.
Not that long to yours, Paul.
Yes.
Well, that depends on when this message gets played.
Oh.
My birthday's not until November, but Big Fatty knows the date.
You're playing it now.
Well, you tell him, Ick.
Well,
yes.
You see, I'm feeling a bit left out, Big Fatty. I would like to have my birthday announced.
Okay.
But the trouble is, the calendar on Uranus... the calendar on the planet Uranus is quite different to the calendar on Earth.
Yes, my anus doesn't have a calendar.
Quite when my birthday is in Earth terms.
Yeah, you see, it's a difficult one, Big Fatty.
Yes, I see.
Now, we could have said that Ick's birthday is like, I don't know, the first episode that he ever appeared of the Shallows podcast.
I think that's a lovely idea.
I haven't got as many episodes as you have,
right.
But I still have hundreds of episodes.
Yes.
And it might take a while.
Do you know when Yeti Uncle John and Cromarty and the others, do we know when all their birthdays are?
Give those slackers something to do.
Usually the only birthday we celebrate is mine. Although occasionally we have mentioned other people's birthdays, but I don't think I've got anything written on a calendar.
Oh, Paul, what do you think about it yourself?
Well, you know, birthdays are my favourite things. Oh, mainly my birthday.
Because of cake. No,
I like other people's birthdays, but, well, I have been very tardy when it comes to my co-hosts.
Yes.
But, Big Fatty, what do you say if we share a birthday? Ick and I. Why don't we say that November the 10th is my birthday and your birthday, Ick, until we find out what date yours really is?
Well, that's up to Big Fatty, but I would be agreed. Yes, I'm happy to share a birthday with you.
Well, that's good. We'll try and do the science and we'll work it out. We'll find out what the actual date would be. But until then,
it's
your birthday is my birthday.
Thank you, Paul. Is that okay, Big Fatty?
Yes.
I'm sure Big Fatty will be able to incorporate it somehow.
Already put it on the market calendar.
We better go.
Yes.
Hope everything's okay with you, Big Fatty.
It's just lovely.
Please do keep an eye out for Robot Big Fatty.
Yes.
We're really quite worried about him.
We're worried too. Yeah. Like Patty Bacon worried sick.
I'm sure he will be, yes.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll speak to you again soon.
Maybe he's
with Patty Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Big Fatty.
Bye. Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is the Shy Yeti, Paul the Shy Yeti, and of course his someone who he shares a birthday with, Big Fatty, y'all, Ick the Alien, yes, Big Fatty, and gentlemen, thank you so much for the call, Big Fatty. You know, with it being great grandma, Big Fatty, that's. Big Fatty, that's your crema now is Gray Crema. Poor Big Fatty. Oh Lord, Big Fatty, it's just so sad. It's just so sad to see it. It just continues to go downhill. It really does. But gentlemen, thank you so much for the call. Gussie, y'all, you know, just clearing up a few things here in the e-letter box. You know, I had mentioned that Princess Hannah is always e-lettering me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she says that she does not always do it, but that's generally when she does it. So, y'all, and also she and Joe have not arranged for a date for their nuptials. Big Fatty, is that like the nipples? No, that's nuptials, not niptuals. Y'all, Stacy up there in Hillsboro, y'all, he sent me a picture. He sent me a picture of his gay crema decorations. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. There's a lot of hot air because there are a lot of inflatables on his lawn. Big Fatty, that almost sounds vulgar, but y'all, it's it's quite of a impressive display. And, y'all, Princess Hannah had a clean sheet night on Wednesday night. Big Fatty, how lovely. I wonder if she soiled it afterwards. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Big Fatty, was that you tooting? It was me too. Y'all, I don't know what it is. I am extremely gassy these days. Big Fatty, some things never change. But anyway, by the way, Straight Bob also asked me a question. He said, no, this is not an Axe Big Fatty question. He wrote me and says, I'm still here, wouldn't miss it. And he says, oh, do you remember that was the catch line? And y'all, I have no idea what he's talking about. Big Fatty, that's because you're celebrating Gray Crema. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show is old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, what have you regretted saying?
I guess I was inspired by Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, everybody's ashamed to say something like that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.